I'm going to be speaking about the RossQt Creator Project Manager plugin for Qt Creator. The overview of this talk, I'm going to give the motivation behind the plugin, talk about why I went with Qt Creator. Also, I'll be talking about the objectives for the plugin, current capabilities, in-work capabilities, and future capabilities. Also, I'll be providing the location where you can find the plugin for Qt Creator, and then I'll be giving a demonstration. So the motivation behind the plugin, so originally, before I started developing in ROS, all my prior experience, I've been developing in Visual Studio, so I got very accustomed to that type of environment, and then when I came over and started doing development in ROS, I found that there wasn't a very similar environment to do that. There were available IDEs that you could finagle and get the configuration just right, so you could do some development of ROS within those, but there wasn't one built specifically for ROS. The other motivation was to make my life easier, to add those tools that I was so accustomed to and make them available to me for developing ROS. Increase efficiency, so I wanted something built specifically for ROS. Interactive debugger, I wanted to remove repetitive tasks, things that had to do multiple times, and I wanted to create a centralized location for tools. There was a lot of really good tools out there that developers had created, but they weren't centralized in a single location. So by doing this, this allowed me to create a single location for those tools. So why Qt Creator? When I started at Swery, I started surveying existing developers to find out what they were using. A lot of the developers were using, as far as an IDE, they were using Eclipse and Qt Creator. They were also people that were using various text editors, Sublime, Atom, and Kate, and Vim, the terminal-based. So the reason for choosing Qt Creator is it was built specifically for C++. It had a built-in GUI development right into the IDE. So we did a lot of GUI development, so it was nice to have something that already had that built into it. Cross-platform, and it had a sophisticated code editor for C++ and version control. So I'm going to reiterate, so the purpose, the objective and the goals were to simplify ROS development. So we found through our training that for developers that had very little experience for ROS, it was very difficult to get them up to speed just because of the sourcing of the workspace and how everything was architected. So by doing this, I wanted to create something simple for people that weren't very familiar to ROS that allowed them to get up to speed without really knowing the things that were happening behind the scenes until they got real comfortable with it, and then they can look into how things work. Increase efficiency, again, centralized location for tools, reduce repetitive tasks, and then also process simplification. Qt Creator allowed you to create all these nice custom templates. So if you had a company and you had a specific way of doing things or setting up a project, it allowed you to easily create templates to quickly get up to speed with formatting things correctly. So the current capabilities of the plugin, it allows you to import and create CAD/CAM workspaces. It has predefined templates for creating packages, industrial robot packages, launch files, URDF files, nodes. Also, it allows you to create your own. It has a customized build and run configuration. It currently supports CAD/CAM make. You're able to launch using ROS launch and ROS run sourcing. And it allows you to have multiple different configurations, and all these things are saved, so the next time you boot up your project, they're there. So if you have a very tedious way of launching your project, it is saved. You don't have to remember how to do that. And we integrated a tab terminal into the IDE. So the in-work capabilities, or the in-work capabilities that we're doing, is right now we're working on integrating CAD/CAM tools. We're about 90% there. It'll allow you to add, remove, and edit profiles and custom build configurations for CAD/CAM tools. We're working on, one of the developers is working on a ROS launch editor. It provides you custom syntax highlighting and code completion and navigation for ROS launch files. Same thing for URDF editors. And we're working on integrating Python Qt into the IDE. The reason for that, it will allow us to integrate existing ROS tools without having to link against ROS. The main reason for that is there is interest from Qt Creator to adopt this plugin, and that would allow us to easily do that if we decide to go that route, and also integrate a Python console into the IDE. So future capabilities is to create a similar environment as our Qt console. So Qt Creator already has this built in. Once we get the Python Qt integrated, it will allow us to easily implement features that ROS console have. And it integrate existing tools like RQT Graph, RQT Plot, ROS Param, Dynamic Reconfig. Also a custom Git clone that allows you to pull up any of the ROS-specific packages straight from the IDE without having to go out to the web and search what repository is available. Improved code management of the project. URDF viewers, YAML editor. Another big one is a code syntax checker. That way it can make sure it follows the ROS style guide, and it'll notify you if it doesn't. And then various templates for ROS topic, service, and messages. So the plugin can be found on GitHub under ROS Industrial, ROS QTC plugin. The binary for it is currently stored on launchpad.net, so you can actively get updates. It's continually being updated. The install instructions and tutorials for the IDE plugin is also located on GitHub under the wiki section. So I'm going to give a demo of the plugin. All right. So under new project, you'll see there's import project, and now there's this import ROS workspace. So under that, you give it some name. So we'll browse to the workspace you'd like to import. You need to generate project files. This allows it to build the code model for your project. It's built and finish. So it imports your ROS project. So I've already have a ABB package in this workspace. It also allows you to see what active branch is on your package, so you can easily tell where you're at. Qt Creator already has built-in Git version, so you can easily switch branches within the IDE itself. So talking about the build configuration, so it already comes pre-set up with catkin make and pre-configured. On the build configurations, you can resource if you need to. If a new package was added, you can source from within the IDE. And it comes pre-set up with different build configurations. You can also add your own. So it comes with debug configuration, release, and the various different build configurations. So we can select the debug, and it automatically adds the DC make argument to it, so it'll build and debug. So what we're going to do next is we're going to add a package to the project. And before I did this, I didn't realize how many arguments there were that you could pass to this function and finish. So you're easily able to create a ROS package. So next, we're going to add a node to the package. So it comes with a basic template of a node. So it'll add the node. Sometimes you'll notice if you make changes like adding package or making changes to the CMake, like you've included something new, that you'll notice. So I'll take the include directory from ROS out. So to rebuild the code model, if you come back here, you'll see this yellow line underneath that it's unable to find it. So if you make changes right now, that was a part of the improved code model. So right now you have to manually rebuild the code model anytime you add a package or make changes to the CMake. So if you right click on the project, there's this reload project include directories. So what it'll do is it'll reparse the project and rebuild the code model. And you'll notice that goes away. So that's one of the nuances that you have to do right now. Eventually that'll be handled in the background. And so and you have the ROS terminal down here, so it's a full terminal that you can do typical stuff that you typically do in a terminal that's built into the IDE. So now that, so we can show the different run configurations. And since build, you can just control B and it'll build the project for you. It's got this compiler output window, so you can see the build process shown there. So now you built it, we'll set up the run configuration. So under the projects, it comes pre-configured, so you can add a ROS launch or a ROS run. So So in this, we're going to add Roscon demo, and it automatically pulls up the available nodes that you can select. So that's the one we set. So we're going to run it, and what it does is it launches in this ROS terminal down here. So it ran the project. The nice thing about this now, we've built it in debug, so we'll rebuild it, and you can debug within the IDE. Under the debug, so there's two ways you can do this. So if you're going to debug your node, you can use the attached to an unstarted application or attached to a running application. So typically I use the attached to running application if I'm debugging plugins that go into MoveIt. So I'll launch MoveIt up and it'll be running, and then I can easily use this attached to running process to debug my plugins, say a planner or a kinematic plugin. In this case, we're going to do a node, so I'm going to attach to unstarted. So you browse your develop directory, find your node, and you can hit start watching. And then you can run down here. It automatically recognizes it starts, and you can enter into the debug mode and debug ROS projects. And you can inspect different parameters within your project here. And it gives you backtrace. And if for people that want to execute Windows, if you like doing GDB commands yourself, they have this debug logger. So you have access to all the GDB stuff, and you can execute your own GDB commands within it if you're more comfortable doing that within IDE. So that's all I had. If anybody had any questions. So what would it be like if you needed to debug a launch file? You would use the attached to process the same way. So instead of not at the moment. So there is a plan, so down in the run configurations, that there will be a specific attached to process similar to that. But right now, you have to manually set up the attached to process. But eventually, there will be an option to add your own within the run configuration. So it'll be the last step. That way, you can automatically do it part of your run configuration. So Qt Creator currently supports some basic Python editing, so you can edit it. But right now, it's mainly supports C++. There is plans. It'll more depend on as how far Qt Creator catches up to supporting those other languages.